Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Let's honor the Lord. Let's honor God. Hallelujah. He has filled our hearts with joy. Indeed, He is mighty. The Bible says that God puts the solitary in families. What Fountain Christian Ministries, we were a solitary unit. About 3 years into the ministry. And then one day, Pastor Tony Jama's church in, please hold it, in Manchester, they wanted to launch the church. She had visited us once, and she said our choir should, if you listen to this choir, you want them everywhere. Amen? She wanted the choir to come and be part of the service. And so Pastor Ronnie and I, we drove from Oxford to Manchester to be part of that event. And after you've driven for some time, actually you want to refresh. So I went to the ladies to refresh myself. As I was coming out of that, of the ladies, someone was walking down the stairs. I never met him in Adam since time began. And I heard the Lord say, follow him. And as he walked down the stairs, I thought he was actually going away. So am I going to be following someone who is going away? But I just walked up the stairs and the program began. And he happened to be the guest minister that night. And when he opened his mouth and he spoke about how the church had derailed, how the church was weak, and what God has put in place as remedy for churches that want to really follow God. I was listening with rapt attention, making my notes. If you know, I love to make notes. But I was asking, how do I introduce myself to him? After the event, Brother Sean was in the choir. I don't know who else was there that is there. Were you here? Oh, Brother Elder BC was there. People came to me and said, Pastor Dukwe, can we go and meet him? I said, don't worry. We will meet him. So after the quietness of all the people that wanted to see him that night, we just went and I introduced myself. He just said, oh, okay, that's kind. He took my name, my phone number, and then I said, we have a water baptism next week in Oxford. It'll be good, sir, if you can come. And he said, okay, I'll be there. And I'm wondering, just like that. Okay, so I got back and I'm thinking, which hotel are we going to put him? So during the week, I called him and I said, sir, I just wanted to follow up on the water baptism. He said, yes, I'll be coming with my wife. I said, so we'll try and get an hotel, sir. What time are you arriving? He said, hotel? Is there no member of your church that has a spare room? No member of your church that has a... I said, apostle. I said, we do have a spare. He said, no, we'll stay with people. We don't look for hotels. We'll stay in a home. And so I was privileged to host them that weekend. Hallelujah. And from that single event, God has indeed grown us through their ministry. And God has connected us with like-minded servants of God. You know, one thing the Lord taught me a few years ago is that Jacob had 12 children, and each of them had differences, but they were still sons of Jacob. That God has sons. He has them many. But there are people, the family of this, the tribe of that, the tribe of that. So we belong to this tribe. And we are glad that we belong. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. Even Apostle George and Pastor Grace, as we receive you in the love of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for Pastor Tukpi. She's got a lot to say about us. But I've got books written already. Amen. I met her first when we came for the water baptism at the Baptist, and our beloved Pastor Clara, you were there? Who else were being baptized that day, Brother Beast? Yeah? Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we be seated, church? Amen. So when I came in, the first time I saw her, and she was quite very busy and lively, which has not changed after all these years. Getting things done. Can you come? What else? These. Very smart. Joy. And I looked at her. And then of all the stories I've heard of Oxford, and then everything about Oxford, and also coming into the UK to see simple looking Christian. I don't mean pastor. Amen. Amen. Simple looking Christian who just want to serve her God. That's what I call her. I just want to serve him. That is her middle name. You know it now. So for those of you who don't know her middle name is, I just want to serve God. And then when somebody said, I just want to serve God, the person sows. Amen. Amen. The person does what? Sows. Very high. When you've made up your mind, I usually say this, my dad said to us, he who had made up his mind has half completed the sale.
Wow.
So just making up your mind, you have half completed the sale. So Pastor Tui is somebody who just want to serve the Lord. So when we are looking at today, you know, yesterday we talked about what the storms are, and for those who dare challenge the storm. But today we want to talk about how we have overcome, flew over it. Amen. And now we are sitting here, everyone here, imagine as champions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the celebration of today. And I want everyone sitting here today, it doesn't matter what you've been through in life, tell yourself, I'm here to celebrate.
I'm here to celebrate.
I am a champion.
I am a champion.
I have overcome all the storms.
I have overcome all the storms.
That's why you're sitting here today.
Yes, Lord.
If you think Satan is telling you you're defeated, you are not.
Amen.
That you are in this hall today sitting down, you have won.
Amen.
You have won.
Amen.
Amen. For getting connected to champions and to winners,
yes.
You are a winner. Amen. Father, thank you for this morning. And we pray that you speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40. They that wait, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm only here this morning just to say what the Lord wants me to say. And the Lord is saying to everyone sitting here, you may have come, let me go and celebrate with them. You may have come, let me go and sit down there. You may have woken up this morning and maybe you've got a red letter in the box. Yesterday you couldn't sleep because of the phone call that came, because of the things you have to read and because of the things you were told. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord. You have come in here this morning to wait upon the Lord from this period till 2 p.m.
Amen.
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 So you're sitting patiently, and I declare unto you that the Lord is saying that your strength shall be renewed.
Amen.
Your strength shall be renewed. Your strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus. Are you feeling weak and despondent? The Lord says, by the time you leave here today, you are going in strength.
Amen.
And I want you to believe it. And I don't want you to sit down and say, oh, that's the regular preaching. That's what it says. Who will believe our report? Who will catch on it this morning and say, that is me. I'm not going to live here weak. I'm not going to live here discouraged. It's not by mistake that this topic is being chosen and this theme for this year. We have overcome every storm. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What Satan tries to do is to show us what is not really there. It is not really there. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion. But he's not the lion. He is what? A like. like what? A roaring lion. But each time we remind ourselves, we have only one lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the Bible says he has what? Prevailed. And because of that, today my strength shall be renewed. Word Fountain Ministry, you are renewed today in the name of Jesus. You know, after a while you go on and then you keep journeying. 15 miles is not an easy thing to walk. 15 days is not easy. When you have done a journey for 15 months, I think you need water. You need to rest. You know, look at us in the, on our highways. After every few miles, we get rest. Branch off, refuel, service, and all that, hotel, in case. After 1 mile or two, we get rest area. In case you're feeling sleepy, you want to eat, and then you continue. Then imagine, keep running for 15 years, non-stop. And the Lord is saying, you are not going to stop. Amen. And I'm going to renew your strength. So this 15 years is a renewal of what? Strength. Word Fountain Ministries, I'm saying to you today, the Lord is saying, I am renewing your strength. Amen. Amen. To soar more. You will mount up with wings as eagles. It's time now. It's time. Apostle said something yesterday about chicken. So any chicken business is stopping today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Every chicken business is stopped. Yesterday marked the final section, period, lapse, span, whatever you like it, of chickenhood. Amen. Amen. Yes, this is now for Word Fountain Ministry standing on this pulpit to declare the word of God, which says that you shall mount up with wings at eagle. And I declare to this pulpit, and I declare to this ministry, and I declare from the head to the list, from Pastor Dupe, even to the child yet to be born in this ministry, from today onwards, you will mount up with wings like eagle in the name of Jesus. That's the declaration. Catch it for yourself. Catch it for yourself. Visitors, catch it for yourself. Friends, catch it for yourself. Every aspect of your life that has been there and doing chicka 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 like chicken, today you are flying. In your work areas, in your families, in your school, in your personal life, in individual life, the days and the weeks and the years of chickenhood are past forever in the name of Jesus. They shall run and not be weary. Even in these last days, you will run.
Amen.
You will overtake.
Amen.
You will recover all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. So you move out of this place and say, me from today onwards, nothing is impossible again.
Amen.
Every closed door is opened.
Amen.
I'm not going to walk again.
Amen.
No more stick. You know when you're walking like a stick. Are you still continuing? Yeah, I've been walking for 15 years. I've not stopped. I think my bones, the Lord is saying, you are going to run.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what it means to see someone with a walking stick, tired, walking for 15, and instead of saying, oh, can I rest? On your marks, get ready. Whoa, they're going to work. What? That is what Fountain Ministries today, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying it's time to run.
Amen.
So look around and look all the things that have been walking and then crawling. Wake them up.
Yes.
The Lord is waking this pulpit up.
Yes.
If you think you are crawling, yesterday marks the end of crawl.
Amen.
Amen. Church, are you ready?
Yes, Lord.
Church, are you ready?
Yes.
You know what it means?
Yes.
It means you have to go and get your jogging what? Bottoms. Sportswear, get your shoe. All of you in high heel shoe, it's time to throw them off. It's time to get your running shoes because this church is going to run.
Amen.
We will leave you behind if you don't come. If you feel you can't come, when we get there, we'll come back for you. Do you want that? We are running. I just want to warn you. I'm going back to London. Don't say, Pastor Grace, are you there? I am not there. The others are running. Make sure you run along. For the Lord says you will run. So do not say my knee is aching. Don't say my back is aching. Do not say I'm too old. I'm too young. Can I run? I've never run. I don't have the shoe. The Lord is saying, make the first step. I am going to carry you through. And when I'm saying this, I'm saying it in every aspect of the life of everyone here. Anywhere you go, at work, at home, in the community, when you're listening to anything, just let Satan, excuse me, do you know I'm running?
I am running.
If you care, you can pursue, but sorry, you can't make it. And finally, the Bible says, you will not be weary. So don't think you'll be weary. Don't let Satan tell you you'll be weary. Don't let Satan leaden you with all the difficulties, all your inefficiencies, all your deficiencies, all your inabilities. That is all for him. You've taken it to the cross and you've left that with Jesus. But the Bible said to yourself, and I want you to from now on prophesy unto yourself, I will not be weary. And prophesy to this pulpit today, you will not be weary. You will preach the gospel. You will heal the sick. You will heal the brokenhearted. You will draw men to Jesus. Miracles and signs will come. You are going to run in the name of Jesus. And he says, and they shall walk and not what? Faint. Even if you think you want to rest, it's not going to sit down. You're going to do the walking. And you're saying, okay, can we walk a little bit? You will not faint.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. We take it, Lord. You said it. We believe it. And that settles it. That's the next line for us. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Isn't that awesome? You know, I was twice this morning, I want to say to Pastor Grace, that I sense the Lord says, today's encouragement for the ministry for what he has done already. And twice I was restrained. And the Lord wanted to confirm it live. Because what he said to me was this very issue. Amen? Amen.
And I don't know how long you have been around, but I want to thank the Father for Elder May. She's an elder in the church, isn't that so? You know, they are not enough faithful men on earth. The Bible says, when the Son of Man will come on earth, will he find faith? You know, we have this jumping mentality. But when you see people who can stick to a vision and a visionary, you love the Lord, you love the vision, and you love the visionary. It's not possible to love the Lord and love the vision and not love the vision holder. It's impossible. It's impossible. So when you see people like that, it's a word of encouragement. Those who have done 10, 11, 12, 13 years. Those who have done 7 years together here. And everyone who has done any space of time. I want to say to you, the Lord is bringing encouragement.
Amen.
Encouragement, there are times and seasons. Pastor Dupe has been a wonderful journey together in the reformation of the body. And I want to say to you what we saw yesterday, which has been the hallmark of this ministry every year for the past few years. A number of people are ordained. You have no idea what it means. You have no idea how much it gives us great pleasure, because the Lord wants his house to be an empowering house.
Amen.
The church of Jesus is a hatchery of destinies. It's not a morgue. It's not a mortuary. It's not a place of entombing destinies. It's a place of hatching destinies. And for those of you who were hatched yesterday, congratulations. Amen.
Amen.
And for those who have been empowered here, Pastor Wenford and Clara, yesterday they were off the chart. We were celebrating both of you.
Amen.
And even the dance. I think Clara also won the dance yesterday. Anybody dance like her yesterday? She's a living. They are living testimonies of this scripture. rising above storms. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And look at Pastor Dupe, her youth is renewed. Amen. How many of you know that? Yes. That if she is on the marketplace, no, men here, am I right? If you knew her, if you've known her for 10 years, am I right that her youth is renewed? Yes. As it is with the head, so it is with the body. And there's something there. The Lord is renewing her youth because the greater journey is ahead. And the issue now, my prayer is, can you receive where the Lord is taking you, word fountain? Can you receive it where the Lord is taking you? Because it will take some radical paradigm shift. Two things I want to say. Father, let your word come. Brief as it is, let it bring encouragement. Let it bring propulsion of this house into the next level. Thank you for that. You have spoken through Pastor Grace. We seal it with the blood. We declare sure and certain. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me just give you a few tests the Lord advanced. Number one, this conference you had yesterday through different vessels, that storms are a reality of life. Any theology that doesn't tell you about storms is a false theology. Any theology that does not tell you that there are times in your life when you have to go through certain things, whether in the home, whether in your office, whether in your business, in life, any theology that gives you a pie in the sky theology that does not talk about the cross that will come your way from time to time is incomplete and is potentially dangerous. The reason being, if you are not prepared for storms and if you are not told that they will exist, when they come, you lose your faith. But this didn't stop there. That storms are a fact of life. Today, the Lord has told me to tell you some other thing about storms. And that is this. Storms have an assignment. I mentioned it yesterday. The assignment of storms for unbelievers may be destruction. The thief cometh not for to steal, to kill, to destroy. But the assignment of storms in the life of saints is to provide you the opportunity to sow. Take note of that. So every time storms come, resist the temptation to just be fearful and to run away and to seek how to hide. Learn to embrace your storms. Amen. Storms are bespoke. Look at how many people sitting on the front row. I can tell you each of them has faced a different type of storm. Even among husband and wife. There are times a wife can face a different type of storm from the man. Because cross can be bespoke. But learn to embrace your storm. Because if you embrace it, the storm can become the very instrument of driving you into the depths of God. It can be the very instrument of becoming the catalyst for your next level. And therefore, every storm that comes your way, begin to see it for what it is a stepping stone for you to soar. And when it says rising above the storms, it tells you something. That even if the enemy was responsible for a storm, as long and as far as the Lord is with you, that storm can never destroy you. That storm can only propel you further. And I declare over your life that every storm shall be the very instrument for your exaltation. Amen. Then I have another word the Lord wanted me to release today. And that is to say, storms are dated. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, storms are dated. And that's really what Pastor Grace was talking about. The Lord didn't want me to compare notes with her because he wanted to confirm in the mouth of two witnesses. And what do I mean? Storms have an expiry date. They are not perpetual experiences. If you read the book of 1 Peter chapter 5,
It gives you an idea what he's talking about. Let's go there, and we can then come back to this place. 1 Peter chapter 5. It says in verse 10, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while." And that's what Pastor Grace was alluding to. That for this ministry, the storms that have come at various times, they have finished their assignment. Amen. They didn't crush this ministry. Amen. They didn't destroy this ministry. Otherwise, there'll be no word fountain to celebrate. But you know what? 15, what does it stand for? 5 being the number of grace. And 5 times 3 being 15 is talking about grace at a triple level. And so, storms have finished the assignment, and there's a lift. There's a soaring. And the issue is, can we ride the wind of grace? Triple grace. And that wind will require us to do some adjustments. And I love the way, you know, this ministry has taken the empowerment, you know, how you've, you know, the school of ministry is starting soon again. And, you know, every year some people are ordained. But I want you to take the wind of grace completely. And there's something the Lord said to me, you need to grab real quick. The Lord says, it's time to launch the fivefold, launch into it. That's where all the grace ordained for this ministry lies. Amen. The Lord is saying that he wants to do a quick work to produce out of this house. And the starting point is, Pastor Dupe, for years the Lord has been waiting for you. Are you now ready to take the apostolic mantle upon your life? Because if you don't, then there's a limit to where word fountain will go. And I'm not saying that as a theoretical thing. 21 years ago, this day, after 1 year, I know the struggle. 1 year of struggling. And I was pastoring a church and was doing well in the denomination. And the Lord said, I didn't create you. I didn't redeem you to foster a denomination. I redeemed you for something bigger. For my body, for my kingdom. For 1 year, I struggled. It was August 5, I think, that I finally wrote the letter thanking the denomination and say, hey, the Father is calling me something. What am I saying? It took me 1 year to accept the transition from the pastoral to the apostolic. 1 year. Because when we finally accepted and began to mobilize the body, began to empower churches doing what the apostles ought to do in the body, I found a new grace operational in our life. That I was then, that was, you know, I was 40 years in that year, 40 years, 1996. You know, as you all know, my next birthday is 61. Okay, now listen to this. Everything you see, IMF, worldwide, Global School of Ministry, worldwide, the Masterclass, a Global Advanced Mentorship Program, worldwide, Frontline Intercessors, Daybreak with the King, 24/7 prayer line, every single thing you have seen today will not have happened if I didn't make that transition from pastoral to an apostolic mind. Because the Lord opened up the heavens, revelation opened up, grace opened up. I discovered something. David was asked to wear the armor of Saul. And as he wore it, he said, no, this does not fit me. Pastor Dube, the first call in this generation now of word founding is to you. To take that which the Lord has made you to be. And you have taken all the afflictions that go with it. The day you receive it, there is an uplift, because if a ministry is under a pastoral covering, the pastoral covering is good, is wonderful, is loving, is caring. However, the pastoral covering is also a ceiling beyond which no one can rise. And so receiving your mandate, I spoke about it over 5 years ago or 7 years ago. Walking in that, because it's already real. As you see her, she is the president of International Ministers Fellowship, United Kingdom. All the churches are under her oversight. What is that doing? Apostolic assignment. The growing of the churches from one to now three branches. What is it? Apostolic. To establish order. The revelation God has put inside of her. What is it? It's apostolic function. The plumb line she raises with the word is apostolic. I declare to word fountain, you will take the next level. Amen. The storms were meant to try you, not to crush you. And the fact of your being alive on your feet is evidence. And all the products, those who have gone through. Now, I want to see you for a moment. Everyone here who has been trained, equipped, who has been ordained at one time or the other, can you stand for a moment? Let the brethren appreciate you to know that this is an empowerment house. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. It's grace. Is the empowerment grace? It is not so. Christian religion does not empower. Please sit down for a moment. Christian religion keeps people in a box. And so, what the Lord is saying to me is that Pastor Dupe, he's expecting you to receive the mantle he has stretched towards you. And then, inside of you here, there are people gifted with the prophetic mantle. You must shake off religion and walk in it under authority. Someone's under authority. People fear the prophetic because of the indiscipline. The prophetic has been rampant. It's been terribly misused and abused. And people have now turned divination to pretend it is prophecy. That you can divine somebody's pocket or what he's wearing or grandmother. It's not prophecy. That's divination. We're talking about bringing forth the mind of the Father for edification, for comfort. We're talking about bringing forth the unction of Holy Spirit that no one will sit in a place in sin and feel comfortable. And the Lord says there's some of you who must rise in that. I don't know whether it's Pastor Moriah. If it's you, you rise up to the occasion. And of course, there are teachers here. People like Pastor Clara. Pastors like Pastor Wenford. And so we need two unctions to join. And that is evangelists with passion for souls. Those who are going to clear the ground in new locations, get out, not rest until souls are added to the Lord. And we need them. This is the mandate for the next level that starts today. To embrace the beauty of the fivefold. Apostle working together with prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And then everybody in the church discovering your gifting and calling. Whether you are called to helps or hospitality. Whether you are called to any level. Compassion ministries. Everybody working together. Under unction of Holy Spirit. Receiving the overseer in the office the Lord elected her before the foundation of this world. Among the storms that were faced in the past is that some people rise to try to dispute that mantle. And the Lord said, leave it for me. And the Lord fought his battle. And the reality is, this ministry is time to soar. Yeah. The Lord says, Oxford is the intellectual capital of the Western world. Oxford and Cambridge, they jointly share that glory. You know what it means? This is where the gospel was also changed from the kingdom to religion. Yes. And Christian religion is a very crafty redefinition of the gospel. They turn it into an intellectual enterprise. And the Lord says, I want to demonstrate the kingdom. Through Word Fountain. I planted Word Fountain in this city. For the purpose of demonstrating my kingdom. If you check it, you know Pastor Dupe has a kingdom mindset, whether in Oxfordshire Pastors Forum, and IMF, among other ministers and brethren, is that same spirit. But the Lord says, what fountain as a corporate entity, the next level is to demonstrate that the fivefold is alive. Jesus didn't make a mistake. He gave some. In Ephesians 4:11, he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the edification of the body, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of ministry. That if there was any one single place in the whole of Oxfordshire, in the whole of the Midlands, that somebody can see a demonstration of the Christian church the way it ought to be, the person just comes to Word Fountain to find it. That is the challenge. That is where he says rising above the storms. The whole storms have been proved. The Lord used the storms to blow away the shakeable, so that the unshakeable shall remain. And this is a time for those who are here. Don't be here by emotion. Don't be here by sentiment. Be here because the Lord planted you here. Grow your roots deep down. Find your place in the body. Take your place. There is no politics in the house of God. Already you are becoming a metropolitan, a cosmopolitan assembly. People of all nationalities are going to find their home here. Oxford is a cosmopolitan city. Apart from London, there's no other city in the world you're going to find people of all nations. There are more Chinese right now than most European nations in Oxford. And the Lord says, as the altar has been repaired, he says the fire will fall. No struggle. And so, I'm here to tell you, even individually, the Lord declares to you, the storm is over. Amen. I said to you, I don't know what you have faced in your workplace, in your environment, in your neighborhood, and I don't know what situations that seem to press you down, and it looks like, hey, this is impossible. Whatever it is today, the declaration of the Lord is that the storm is over. I don't know how many people believe that word. I say again to you, the storm is over. Whatever the storm was, I say it's over. I see the Lord begin to bring signs and wonders and miracles. He will do it in a way that nobody will take credit. In other words, this place will be a solution center. The glory of the Lord will be evident. The power of the Lord will move. And that means anyone here, I don't know which number of people here are going to believe the Lord that this weekend God orchestrated it for your purpose. And say the storms that you have faced in your marriage, the storms you face in your employment, the storms you face in your career, the storms you face in any area of life, I don't know who will believe the report of the Lord that today I declare over your life, the storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is a dated storm. It had an assignment. Two things about the storm. It was dated. It had an assignment. The assignment is to cause you to soar. And the date is over. Now it's time to enter your inheritance. And I want to pray for those who truly have been through some storms. Just step out here. If you believe any storm you went through, and you want to believe that the Lord brought this word for you, step out. No, don't kneel down. Just stand up. I want you to give the storm a name. Give the storm a name. Locate the name. I'm going to declare by the unction of Holy Spirit upon this life that you will testify at the very next conference. The next convention. I'm not looking for everybody. Please. I'm not looking for everybody. I'm looking for those who believe the report of the Lord that the storm in your circumstances today, by the authority of the Most High God, by the finger of the Lord, your storm is over. Your storm is over. Your storm is over. And your job is to spread your wing and soar by the grace of the Lord.
Now raise your hands to the Lord and just say, Lord, I believe your report. I believe your report. Lord, I believe your report. I believe your report. One more time. Lord, I believe your report. Today, I speak over my life. All the storms, you are over. Your debt is expired. Today, I declare over myself, my family, my circumstances, it's time to soar into destiny as appointed by my Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, keep those hands up and I pray for you. Father in heaven, I come before you. I do not come in my name. I come in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the very one who was incarnated on earth, who died on the cross, who declared, "It is finished." Today, those three words, the bill of rights in the kingdom, I declare by your people, it is finished. The storm that the enemy meant to crush you, from today, it is the instrument of your exaltation. From today, you soar, you soar, you soar, you soar in your family, you soar in your finances, you soar in your status, you soar in the grace, you soar in the blessings. From today, your time has come, your time has come, your time has come. And as many as believe the Lord, you will give testimonies on this altar next year. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We exalt you. We magnify you. Hallowed be your name. And what fountain, we declare, you will step into the fivefold. You will step in. The Father has raised an apostle in this house, and as she says, "Yes, Lord," my Father, I declare, the prophet shall arise. I declare, the evangelist shall arise. I declare, Father, that the pastors that will pastor the other congregations that are going to be planted, they will also arise. For I hear the Lord say, you have more children on this side of 15 than on the previous side. And that includes natural children. Every womb of which the doctors have said is over for you. Today, I speak life. Today, I speak life. Today, I speak forth. Seed shall come. And their children will be dedicated on this altar. Hey, Father, I declare, there shall be productivity. Your people shall be productive in the kingdom. They shall reach out to sinners. They shall reach out to friends. And Lord, you give them holy boldness in wisdom. Thank you, Father. To those people whose workplace there's a shaking, today I declare the storm is over. And instead of being sacked, within 9 months of today, a promotion is coming your way. Father, I thank you for those who need your favor for their immigration status to be regularized to where it ought to be. I declare today, my Father, that one of the testimonies we are going to have next year is that some people will bring for their red passports on this altar. So shall it be in Jesus' name. My Father, I thank you. I give you praise, for I see sicknesses getting out of people here. I see people here, massive breakthrough, and nobody will come and take the credit, because it will be the body in expression. Your glory will be evident. Your power will be evident. The spirit of holiness that has kept this work, I declare, it shall be strong. No one shall mess up. And anyone who had weaknesses before, today we declare those weaknesses are out. Strength in the Lord. Walk by grace. Walk by faith, not by sight. And from today, listen to this. I heard this well. The Lord said, from today, oh, never speak negatively over your circumstance.
no matter what you see. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. As a man speaketh, thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think life, think progress, think success, and speak it. And even when you are going through storms, declare to the storm that you are for my elevation. It works. Can I tell you? It works. Anytime I am low on funds, I rejoice. By my walk with the Lord, it means a heavy flow of resources coming. What you give a name is what it is. Your Father created the world by his words. And he says you can recreate your world by your words. Did you hear me? I am seeing extraordinary visitations. All the Lord wants you to do is, when you go, declare it's over. Expect the doors, they are open. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well. Now let's sing that song. Spirit said to my spirit, it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today.